Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Zimbabwe dispatches 18 women to a three-day SADC gender protocol summit seeking to push SADC leaders to ensure the number of women in decision-making bodies increases in the region.
This year, for the first time, they began by having competitions at district levels in the different SADC countries. And Zimbabwe was one of those countries.
A parliament raises concern over the Zimbabwe United Passenger Company, or ZUPCO, operations as it fails to provide adequate public transportation in the country.
They are having to operate from hand to mouth, and they were telling us of the 245 buses which are plying mainly the rural areas, it's money which they are raising on their own.
And ZANU-PF Secretary for Legal Affairs and Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa again denies leading a ZANU-PF faction locked in a bitter power struggle with another group allegedly led by Deputy President Joyce Mujuru.
Zimbabwe has dispatched an 18-member contingent of women to a three-day SADC Gender Protocol Summit, which opened in Johannesburg, South Africa, yesterday. The hosts of the summit are Gender Links and Southern Africa Protocol Alliance. The summit is pushing SADC governments to honor their commitment towards a 50-50 gender representation in all top decision-making positions and the legislature by 2015. The protocol aims to provide for the empowerment of women, to eliminate discrimination and achieve gender equality by encouraging and harmonizing the development and implementation of gender-responsive legislation, policies and programs and projects. Zimbabwe, in the July 31 elections, managed to increase the number of women representatives from 18% to 34%. South Africa and Malawi are not faring well, but Mauritius is being commended for making significant progress through constitutional changes. Information Officer at Women in Politics Support Unit, or WIPSU, Tsitsim Tlanga, tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that the meeting is significant and enlightening.
This year, for the first time, they began by having competitions at district levels in the different SADC countries. And Zimbabwe was one of those countries. And then they then had a national summit. The winners in the various categories at the national summit are now here competing with their counterparts from the SADC region.
Just moving to this 50-50 agenda campaign, how is Zimbabwe faring?
Yes. Zimbabwe is could be doing much better. In terms of representation in politics, which I'm more articulate on, the SADC Protocol on Gender and Development has different indicators and benchmarks. You will know that Zimbabwe is a signatory of the protocol and has ratified it through our parliament. Therefore, we were supposed to have met some of the targets, the key target being equal representation of women by 2015. And as a result, you have seen that for a number of years, the women's organizations and especially WIPSU have been calling for equal representation. The 2013 elections, therefore, were the last opportunity we had to meet that benchmark before 2015. And you will know that we are only currently at 34% representation at parliament level and only 17% at local government. So in terms of reaching that benchmark, Zimbabwe has not done so.
That was Information Officer at Women in Politics Support Unit, or WIPSU, Tsitsim Tlanga, speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Johannesburg in South Africa.